An installation of 450 t-shirts is touring several Wisconsin cities this week. Each shirt commemorates a shooting victim. The display was put together by the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, or WAVE for short. Spokesperson Jerry Bonavia says Wisconsin should require background checks for all gun sales, not just those made at a gun shop. She says that would include sales between individuals.
And those sales, those private sales, make up about 40% of all gun sales in Wisconsin. So it's not a tiny loophole. It's actually quite large. And that portion of the market that's unregulated, that's exactly where criminals and other people who are prohibited from purchasing, that's where they go to get their guns.
And that's why the head of the Wisconsin pro-gun movement is opposed to expanding the background checks. Jim Fendry says it would complicate exchanges between collectors and effectively criminalize them.
To begin with, the people that are getting guns and using them for criminal purposes rarely try to get them through legitimate channels. They're so commonly available on the streets. All it does is it opens up the marketplace. It makes a bigger market share for the people who are the criminals that are selling guns to other criminals.
Groups like WAVE also support a proposal to more than triple the $8 fee buyers must pay for background checks. Fendry says an increase is probably in the cards, but raising it to $30 is excessive. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.